Tani Daf Lamed Aleph, Yehiratzon the Limut Shabbat Rafat Kol Acholim, Vitocham Tani Batod Magrit, Yosef Yair Ben Aviv Achava, Rav Sivan Ben Sima, Vitoch Kol Shach Olei Israel, Uli Lui Nishmat, Yonatan Tuvia Ben Mordechai, Eitan Eliezer Ben Mordechai, Rav Matna Amar, so we're dealing with the fifth answer for what happened on Tu B'Av, Yom Shenitnu Arugei Beitar Lekvura. It was the day that the people that were killed in Beitar were able to be buried. On that same day, Tiknu Biyavne Hatova Ametiv. Right? They made the bracha that we send Birkat Amazon of Hatova Ametiv. What's the idea of the two tov? Hatov Shelo Esrichu, that the bodies didn't stink. Vametiv Shinitnu Lekvura, that they could be buried. The sixth answer for what happened on Tu B'Av, Rabbi V'Rav Yosef Darmi Tavayu, Yom Shepasku Melichrot Etzim Lema'aracha. That there was so much wood for Beit HaMikdash that they didn't need to cut more wood. And that was a day of celebration. The ninth answer, Reb Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Mechamisha Asar Be'ah Ve'elach Tashash Kocho Shel Chama Ve'lo Ayu Kortin Etzim Lema'aracha Lefi She'inan Yeveshin. So Reb Eliezer HaGadol would explain that from Tu B'Av, the summer days would start getting cooler. And because of this, the trees would not be dry enough for Beit HaMikdash. And that's what happened on Tu B'Av, that the trees were getting ready for the winter. Amar Menashe v'kawule yom tavar magal. They have to break the things, the magal, which they would cut the trees with. You could break it because you don't need it anymore. So mikan ve'elach demosif yosif udelo mosif yasef. So they say, now that you don't have to work in the fields and you don't have to cut wood, so whoever is going to add Torah learning, extra Torah learning at night, will get extra days. And if he's not adding extra learning, then he'll be deprived of the life. Ma yasef, Amar Rav Yosef tikverei ime, that he'll end up being buried by his mother because he's not adding Torah learning. So he said shebahen benot Yerushalayim would go out into the kerem. Tanu Rabbanan, bat melech shoelet mi bat kohen. So a bat melech obviously has the best clothing, so she loans from the bat kohen, but kohen gadol. Bat kohen gadol mi bat sgan. She takes from the sgan of the kohen gadol. Ubat sgan, the daughter of the sgan of a kohen, mi bat meshuach milchama, from the kohen that is appointed to speak before the war. Ubat meshuach milchama mi bat kohen ediot, from a daughter that's from a kohen ediot. Vekol Yisrael shoalin ze mize. They give it to each other. Kedei shelo yitbayesh et mi she'ein lo. In order that anyone who doesn't have clothing won't be embarrassed. Kol kilim teunin tvila, right? What does this kol come to include? Amar Be'ezer, afilu mekupalin umunachin mekufsa. Even if 100%, there's no dam nida, it doesn't matter. They still put it in the mikvah. Bnot Yisrael yotzot vecholot bakramim. Tana, mi she'ein lo isha nifna lisham. Right, anyone who's single will go to those kramim, to those vineyards, and they would find their wives. So what does the Gemara say? What does each girl say? Tanu Rabbanan, yefefiot shebehen, the beautiful ones, ma yu omrot, tnu einechem leyofi, to the beauty, she'ein ha'isha ela leyofi, that Hashem gave beauty to the women. Miyuchasot shebehen, ma yu omrot, the one who had yichus, like good families, tnu einechem lemishpacha, lefi she'ein ha'isha ela lebanim, in order to have children. Mechuarot sheben ma yu omrot, right? The ones that are not beautiful and they don't have yichus. Kchu mikchechem leshum shamayim. Take your wife for kvod shamayim. Ubilvad sheta'atrenu bezeuvim. And you could decorate them with golden things. Amar ula bira. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Atid hakadosh baruch hu la'asot machol letzadikim. In the future, Hashem is going to make a circle of dance for all the tzadikim. V'hu yoshev b'neihem began Eden, and he's sitting in between them, and they're all dancing around Hashem. V'kol echad ve'echad mar'eh be'etzba'o, and everyone could point with their fingers to Hashem. It's so clear to them. Shenemar v'amar b'yom ahu, on that day, on that great day of redemption. Hine Elokeinu ze, that when you say ze, it's pointing. Kivinu lo, we hoped for him. V'yoshienu, and he redeemed us. Ze Hashem, this is Hashem. Kivinu lo, that we've been hoping for. Nagila v'nismecha b'yishuato. Let's rejoice in the redemption that He's given us. Hadran alach b'shlosha prakim. We've finished Bezrat Hashem, the fourth parak, and we should do chazara. Uslikala masechet ta'anit. And with that, we finish the beautiful Masechet Tanit.